Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes, good afternoon, folks. This is Gary L. Wimmer for Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. It is November 26, 2013, 2 days from Thanksgiving, and which reminds us all, I'm sure Peg, my co-host, who we'll introduce in just a second, agree, we have a lot to be thankful for. So count your blessings during this Thanksgiving, during this Christmas, during this holiday season, and every other day of the year, as a matter of fact. Realize how lucky we are. Put out good vibes, good energy. And let's all make this a better world. I'll tell you about myself in a minute, but first I want to let my fabulous co-host, Peg Jones, introduce herself and tell you what she does. Peg, you with us?
Sure, I sure am here. Hello, everyone. I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm the author of Living in a Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And I help people to know who their angels are and how we're able to connect with them. And I am about to offer a online, actually it's a teleseminar class of angel communication with three different modules. It's like learning who the angels are and connection and learning about angel cards and then learning with the angels. And it's a 12-week course, and it's going to hopefully start on January 8th. You can go to my website at pegangelicalwhispers.com, and you can find it on the classes and events page. And I'm also offering a year's reading, a 12-month reading that I have a special price for between now and the end of the year. And it's probably going to go into January. So please check that out, too. That's in my services page. And how are you today, Gary?
I'm doing pretty good, Peg. Thank you for asking. But 5 minutes of CNN, and I count my blessings even more.
Exactly. I don't watch it, so.
Well, you're lucky. I've been a news junkie my whole life. But I'm even writing an article now about overload. You know, which we all get from...
They repeat. Everything's repeated 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I wanted to comment on what you said about guardian angels. I had an experience in 1977, wrote a book about it called The Second Eternity, Near-Death Experience. And I, for the first time in my life in 1977, I realized how many guardian angels we have, how much help we have from that's non-physical, that's just beautiful and empowering. Don't you agree, Peg?
Yeah, I definitely do, you know, and they don't, you know, interfere until we, you know, ask for guidance or for assistance. And but they're always there anyways. You know, we have our guardian angels with us since we're born, actually before we're born. And it's funny that you brought up the guardian angels, because I have my guardian angel cards today by Tony Salerno. So I can share those. Yeah, so that was good timing. See, synchronicity every time with those angels.
Something you mentioned about you have to ask for help. You do. From the other side, they don't want to intrude. Ask and you shall receive.
Right. Yep. They believe in free will, you know, and they support us on that. So, but once you do ask for guidance, you do feel it happening and occurring. And so that's kind of what my classes are about, is kind of familiarizing people. Because we do talk about our guardian angels, actually, in my class. And, just familiarizing ourselves who the angels are and how they can help us. And, and talking about the clairs, the types of connection with our senses, our hearing, our seeing, our feeling and knowing, and also tasting and smelling. I talk about all that. You know, it's good for people that aren't all that connected, and it's good for people that are wondering, you know. So,
amen. It's healthy to reach out. It's healthy to think bigger. It's healthy to recognize you are part of an infinite, divine, creative mind and a universe that's on your side. We just forget that.
Yep.
Really.
Yep.
We've got some callers. Just want to let you know, 413-718-910, y'all are the first three in, and we will go ahead and take some calls now. Oh, I wanted to real quickly mention what I do. My name is Gary Wimmer again, and as I was mentioning earlier, I wrote a book about a near-death experience called The Second in Eternity. That's quite a fascinating book. I went out there. I saw what Peg is describing, the angels, the guardians, the infinite help we have. And then, of course, when you come back on the planet, you realize, woo, the challenge is here before our eyes now. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's right here, right now. In 1980, I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1980, I met a very fascinating lady who taught me a method called lithomancy. It involves 16 stones, sun through Pluto, and then six stones on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And on the phone, like I will do today, I take these 16 stones, charge them up in my hand, tell the caller they're nice and warm and I feel ready, and ask the caller to just say drop. I drop them into a thin piece of leather that makes a circle about 12, 14 inches in diameter. And I read them like a clock from the center to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around for 3 months, 12 weeks. So we will, as long as we've got just a couple callers, y'all are going to get a double whammy, both Peg and I, and we're going to start this show off this afternoon with area code 413. 413, can you hear us?
Yes, hi, this is Cynthia. How are you?
We're doing good, Cynthia. Would you like a general reading? Would you like to talk to Peg? Would you like to do both?
I really just have simple, like one question with a couple parts, but it should be quick. So whoever wants to take it, maybe Peg wants to take it. I don't know.
Sure. I'll be glad to.
Okay. I just want to know if the guy that I reached out to recently, if he got my message, what he thinks of it, and if he's going to help me.
Okay. Did you contact him somehow?
I left him a message.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure if he got the message, he would respond. But let's see what the angels say. Okay. Okay. Well, the card that I got was Relationship Harmony. And that's Archangel Raguel, and he says we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved, arguments and conflicts are being, I'm sorry, I can't say that, are being resolved now. So, I mean, it's not saying that you had a conflict or anything, but, you know, I would give him a couple of days. You know, it is the holiday. He could be away. You know, he could be traveling with family. So I would wait, you know, and I would put it out to the universe that all is well, you know. And if you don't hear from him in the next couple of days, you might want to check up on him again next week. I'm hearing, you know, give him some time, and maybe he needs to think about whatever it is that you're asking, and you know, just ask the angels to, you know, to put to give you good vibes about the situation, you know. And also, what do you feel in your heart? What do you feel, you know, the situation's going to be, you know, you know, try not to have doubts, and just it's kind of a waiting game right now because of the holiday. So that's basically what I have to say. I hope that helps.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't tell me for sure, like, if he got it and what he's thinking about it and all that.
Pardon me?
You can't tell me for sure if he did get the message.
No,
I left it at his office.
Yeah, because it basically depends on him, and I don't try to, you know, read the other person. I, you know, I kind of would help you, not him. So, because it is a level of integrity, and for me to try to figure out what he's thinking is not, you know, too great a thing. So, you know, so that's what the angels are saying for you to do. And, you know, and follow up with him, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, see what happens. So I hope that helps.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
thank you.
Cynthia, I wanted to add one thing. I was just picking some cards. I agree with what Peg said. And I'm picking up, and Peg probably agrees with this, that it was a good act on your part of taking a chance, stepping out there. And that's empowering. That's empowering. It's hard not to be attached to the hopeful outcome. But more importantly, the relationship to yourself. Be proud of the fact that you took a bold step and trust the universe to work it on your behalf. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I'm in a very tough situation, and I have very few options right now. And it's something that I would never have thought to do.
Well,
one
option you have, which we all have, is be at peace, relax, think positively, think creatively about him picking up the letter and how you hope he might take it and respond, and more than anything, be open for whatever happens, because you took a good step. Feel good about what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, you took a brave step. So feel empowered.
I think so.
Don't tie your stomach in knots over the holidays, girl. Enjoy it. Be at peace.
Yep.
Be thankful.
Yep.
Be thankful.
Yep.
Thank you.
Happy to the
universe.
You're gonna
get
good.
You too.
You're gonna get good results, Cynthia. Be at peace.
All right. Thank you very much.
Relax. Have a good holiday. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And to Cynthia and all you folks, when we give a reading, you can always listen back on the archives. It's on Psychics Gone Wild, blogtalkradio.com/PsychicsGoneWild. You can listen to a past show and so forth. We're moving right along, and we are going to connect with area code 718. 718, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon. How are you?
We're fine. Who are we speaking
Hello.
With?
Hi, Anna.
Anna, how are you, girl?
I'm good. Very good, thank you.
Well, good. Would you like a general reading, and then we'll have Peg add to it, or what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to ask, I've been with someone for a few years now, almost 4 years. We haven't been together this last year, but we still keep in contact with one another. And we were starting to, like, go on a good path. Everything was great. Like, nothing, you know, we decided to kind of move forward, and then everything just stopped. And the last time I haven't really, from the last time I've seen him, I haven't really heard anything. So I don't know if he's okay or what happened.
I think he's okay. What I'm getting is he's processing a lot of stuff. He's really thinking about a lot of things from the past between y'all and his own life. And right now, a lot of things about where he's at, the responsibility he's got around his job, his work, his home, his place. And he feels kind of smothered with a lot of things and going through a process of really trying to feel better about himself and everything. And you're included in that. It's just that he's not real efficient right now at getting things done, at healing himself, at starting this new sort of feeling about his life and direction. So what I feel for you is to just send him good energy, send him good vibes, and be patient and recognize sometimes that we may think the response should come within 24 hours because of blah blah, but we don't know really in detail what someone else is going through and how they prioritize. And it shouldn't make you feel bad if he's having to deal with other things first. So that's what I'm feeling for you, because I'm also feeling you're going to get a lot of empowerment out of the release you feel as you allow yourself to feel, sort of like the caller before, less attachment to the outcome and more attachment to your own happiness, peace of mind, family, things like that, especially in the holidays. And after the holidays, it feels like maybe it's a good time to reconnect after Thanksgiving, between that and Christmas. That's what I feel. And I'm going to turn you over to Peg. Let her add to that.
Yep, I completely agree everything that you said, Gary. And, maybe after Thanksgiving, maybe the middle of next week or something, put a let's get together type message together, for a drink or for coffee or for lunch or whatever. And make it casual and,
So is there a reason? What is the reason why, everything just stopped?
It could be the holidays. He could be traveling. He could, he may be helping someone. It could be a million different reasons. Just see what happens, because it seems to me that, lately it seems that the holiday seems to begin on Monday instead of Wednesday. And so he could be traveling, or he could be spending time.
No, he's not traveling right now. He doesn't,
Okay, well.
Okay, I thought it was more intuitive.
I
thought it was intuitive or psychic help.
No, I'm just thinking, that, it could be a million different reasons. He could just be busy, like Gary said. And it is a holiday, so contact him after Thanksgiving and just
see
what happens. So good luck to you. Yeah, I don't read the other person. That's not my job. So I wish I could give an answer, but I can't. Hello?
Excuse me, are we back on, Peg? I got the mute button going. You hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. I just wanted to say, folks, psychic art, psychic phenomena, spirituality, it's an art. It's not a science. It doesn't fit into an exact formula. Some things can be known and some can't. I mean, I've tried to know the lottery numbers and, got close on one. I got one number. So
We
can't answer everything. And the universe doesn't want to. Go ahead, girl.
No, and the angels won't try to give you your lottery numbers. It doesn't work. Because that's just not what they do, and they don't, they will tell you how you can deal with the situation. If it has something to do with another person, and what you can do. And, sometimes I think we can, kind of get a sense, of whether the person, is a good fit or not. But, ultimately it comes down to communication between you and the other person. And because every time I have a relationship thing, all I hear is, you know, talk to them. So that's kind of how I feel about it. So.
Well, communication is what life's all about, because it's self and other. And unless we want to be stuck within ourselves forever, we need to expand. And when we communicate with other people, that's what it's about, communication.
Right.
So, don't be afraid to learn the truth. Don't be afraid to communicate. And don't be attached to the outcome. Be attached to the moment you're living. That's the one that's important.
And don't put your eggs in one basket either.
Amen. Amen. Now, I noticed area code 315, you're listening, but I don't think you called in for a reading. You didn't dial one. And if you do want to, dial one and let us know. And for all y'all folks that... you folks, y'all is a southern expression. I live in Texas. 773-897-6461 and press 1 and we'll get with you for a reading. We're going to go to area code 201 right now. 201, are you with us?
Hello.
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 Who are we speaking to?
Hi. This is Liz.
Liz, you doing okay?
Fine. I just was wondering about a general reading.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a double whammy. I'm going to give you a general reading, and Peg is going to add to it. Is that okay with you, Peg?
Sure. Be glad to.
Okay. Liz, what I do is I have 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, 6 on life, and I'm charging them up right now. In a moment, when they get nice and warm with your energy, all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop them into this circle, and I'll read them like a clock and give you an idea for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Liz, let me get your energy real centered in them. They feel warm. So anytime you want to say drop, it's all you have to say.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got the life stone, the love stone, the moon, and Mars all pointing in one direction. So if you don't feel a lot of good energy in your life right now, you should, because it feels like a lot of things are lining up with you as far as emotions, as far as love, as far as commitments, as far as things around your place. And I noticed while I was charging the stones, the place stone jumped out. So it's things about place are also very important for you. But as you go through this next couple of days and week, really get into the theme of I'm in love with life. Everything's good. Everything's happening. Everything's moving forward. And that seems to set up a series of conditions just within the first week and a half or two where you get a lot of clarity. You get a lot of fresh feelings about your place, about commitments, whether it's work or home. And certainly the commitment to yourself to... sort of come to this new turf. The stones are divided in a very interesting pattern. There's one line of stones and then another line of stones and then Pluto. So what this is saying to me is how to get your two different worlds to work together. And love is where it starts, within yourself. Because by the second and third week, you're going to figure a lot of issues about place, about commitment. They're going to start falling into play. And again, it's because you're applying this feeling of... seeing the glass half full, being empowered, seeing your working with your angels, as Peg would say. Because by the third and fourth week here, you've really gotten a lot of power back in your life, and that's when everything lines up for you to not only completely clear things out of the past and develop your own healing ability, but to where there's a lot of surprises in your life, how to realign your thinking about relationships, about direction, about purposefulness, and so forth. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're just off on a lot of fresh ideas. After the first of the year, it feels like you're just pouring with positive energy. And it's building up now, so don't deprive yourself of what's going on. By the ninth to the 12th week here, you've created a lot of luck for yourself. It feels things about relationships are on a fresh ground. And it feels like your ability to communicate and make good, empowering decisions is amplified a lot. And it has a lot to do with this first couple days a week when you really reflect on the world's okay, I feel love in myself, I'm going to provide it to the world. Does that make sense to you, Liz?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm going to let Peg add to it. Peg, you there? Maybe Peg got disconnected. We'll have to guess. Oh, here, let me see if we got Peg back here. We do. Peg,
hello.
You back with us, Peg?
I am. Yes. Yes,
I just wanted to tell all you folks with phones and Blog Talk and Skype, problems arrive. So now I don't know if you heard me giving a reading for Liz. Did you, Peg?
I heard part of it, yeah. And
well, I think just...
I was guided to share a guardian angel card with you. It's called Believe, and it says be open to possibilities and opportunities. Let go of preconceived ideas. There is nothing to lose. You are constantly surrounded by the angels, but with love. Start to believe in yourself and trust your instincts. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading this, but it's not that bright. Wondrous possibilities and opportunities, okay, I said that, provided to you, and retain an open heart and mind. Believe all is possible. So, it talks a lot about having a positive frame of mind and all that you are hoping for and would like to accomplish. So I hope that helps.
I think it did. She just lost us. Her phone just disconnected, but it will be on the archives, and I bet you anything she listens back.
Okay.
So thank you all very much again. Sorry for the bugs with Blog Talk, Skype, and life in general, but that's life in the high-tech lane. Now, we're going to go to 315-541 and 201 in that order, so y'all stick with us. And 315, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, who are we speaking
Hello.
With?
My name's Annette.
Annette? Hello, yes. Annette.
Hello.
Well, tell you what, we're going to let Peg do her magic on you, and if you want, I'll give you a reading after that, okay?
Okay, that would be fine. Thank you.
Annette, did you have a question for the angels or an intention for the short reading?
Yes. What I'd like to know is where is my relationship going to go with Tom?
Okay.
Because one of my exes kind of popped back in the picture. And, I'd like to know what the angel says about Tom or Fred. How's that?
Okay. Sure. All right. I'm hearing that you may have to make a choice at some point. Let's see what they say. It's almost like you need to decide what you want to do, as far as, maintaining a close relationship with one or with both.
One is out of state, but I'm very good.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, do you want to be with both of them, or is there one that you, want to be with more? I guess it's almost like, it's your decision. Which person do you feel best with when you're with? How do they treat you? How do you get along? Things in common, or do you feel you have to make a choice? Maybe the person out of state is just a close acquaintance, I mean, that basically is up to you. That's basically all that I'm hearing about that.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Kind of saying what's in your heart, or understanding what's in your heart, So, that's it.
And
okay,
Annette,
over to Gary.
Annette, would you like a general reading? It'll probably cover some of that issue as well.
Yes, it would be fine. Thank you.
Okay. And we just wanted to let 541 and Mystique know that we're getting to you in just a minute, so stay with us. What this is an ad. I use 16 stones, charging them up in my hands right now, getting your energy into them. And in just a moment, I'll tell you they're nice and warm, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You're ready? I didn't even say anything, and you're ready, so that's good. But what I see right now is you've got Uranus and Neptune right in the center and Venus right above it in the sun. So, yeah, I can see this confusion about relationships. Uranus brings confusion. But it also brings thinking outside the box and being very creative. And instead of seeing yourself trapped, I see yourself within the first week or so getting a lot of clarity about which way you want to go. It's not months away. I feel like the next week, week and a half, you're going to get a lot of clarity for one reason or another, whether it's making the final decision or knowing how to juggle it until you do. That's sort of your choice. But you're coming to a point of power about yourself rather than confusion, and that's a good thing. So when there's a lot of change, allow yourself to think outside the box. You feel this sort of change going on, and I'm saying use it to your advantage rather than, if you're in a river and it's going south, go south. If you try to go north, it's difficult, you know. So the energy is for you to be very creative in spite of or because of this box you feel like you're in. And that comes sooner rather than later, because by the second into the third week, you're going to have a lot of luck. Because you're deciding how to go about this, how to rearrange things, so it's so you're able to juggle and make a decision without everything seeming so explosive or confusing. So just allow yourself to go, okay, this is not going to be confusing. I'm just going to make it work, and you're bringing, as Peg said, your angels in to help you. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've got it feels like not only this relationship pretty well. Straighten out. You're making a lot of decisions about future plans and so forth. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get married at that time, but you're starting to organize your life and make very empowering decisions because you're not so confused like what you're going through right now. And by the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, it really feels like things about place, things about commitments, things about love, and especially things about healing from love all come into play. Mm-hmm. Such that by the 9th and the 12th week here, this system of balance that you're starting out with, that's not kind of confusing, you not only master it, but you learn so much. And it gives you strength in the future about other situations that are complicated and confusing. So it's not in vain you're going through this. It's very going to help you think outside the box, be braver, be more less intimidated, more empowered, so to speak. I mean, you're the one
after. Yep. And I think more in tune, too. To your own gut feeling and everything. So I wish you luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
the
welcome.
Reading.
You too, Annette. You have a good day.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Tell folks about the show, and be sure and like all you folks, you can listen back on the archives, and you can hear the repeat of the readings we gave. All right, we've got 541 online. Let me get you online, 541. The dashboard's a little slow. Oh, 541, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Eleni.
Melanie?
Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
It's Eleni without an M.
Oh, Eleni.
That's
okay.
Interesting. That's what I thought you
pretty
said
name.
At first. It's a very interesting name, girl.
Thank you.
Do you want to speak with Peg?
I was just looking for a general reading.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a general reading, then we're going to pass you to Peg so you get double your flavor, double your fun, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, I'm trying to type your name in here and save it because my memory's not near as good as a computer. So anyway, as I explained to the other callers, Eleni, I'm charging these 16 stones up, and in just a moment they're going to be nice and warm, and I'm going to tell you when, and all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you what I'm seeing for the next couple weeks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Eleni. They're nice and warm, so whenever you want to say drop, all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot of both confusion, luck, and opportunity all kind of spun into one period here in the next couple of days and week. But there's so much opportunity for you, and there's so many new things you can prosper with, both personally, psychically, financially, and relationship-wise. So look at this first couple of days and week with a lot of confidence about yourself, a lot of flexibility, a lot of seeing how you're lucky, because as you do, you're going to bring this, by the second week here, you're going to get things lined up in your life that are very empowering around your environment, around your plans, and around the things right now that seem to be kind of confusing, whether they're men, relationships, or opportunities. So the fact that the luck stone is right at the top is very interesting. It's showing that you're going to benefit from these things that are going on, even if they seem confusing. It's kind of like the last caller. Maybe that's in the air right now with stars and planets. But you have a lot of opportunity coming because you're breaking fresh ground in the way you think, in the way you act, in the way you feel. And you kind of know what I'm talking about because you've had this sort of like want to break out of the mold feeling within yourself. And so don't question it. Do it. Because by the second and third week, not only are is there a lot of energy coming back your way, it feels like your relationships with men are getting less confusing and more organized. More you come from a point of strength. And by the fourth and fifth week here, there's a lot of things around your place that are reorganized. There's it feels like it's almost like you're redesigning your home in some way. Maybe not physically, but spiritually, mentally, psychologically, that sort of thing. Because by the fifth and sixth week, not only with business, and I mean, it feels like you may work at home too, or be planning on it, but not only with business things, but with how you feel about commitments and how you feel about things you have to deal with. You've got this completely refreshed sense of power. And it's because through this lucky cycle, in the first week and a half or two, and breaking out of this mold is going to give you fresh solutions, fresh ideas, fresh ways to communicate and make decisions and see things and so forth. So as I tell people, don't deprive yourself. If the cup runneth over, bring another cup and fill it up. Because from the 9th to the 12th week, you're going to realize a lot about how you, your spirituality, how you recreated things about love, how you use this first week or two to not only see yourself in such a lucky phase, even if it seems confusing, but how you benefit from it. And this is a good thing for you to take in the future because it helps you not only with relationships and spirituality and love, but it helps you with a lot of other things in life that have to do with relationships as far as business, as far as people, as far as other things in your life. So, I hope that makes some sense to you.
That does. That's helpful. Thank you.
And we're going to turn you over to Peg because we've got another caller coming in just a moment, and you've got the time. So, Peg, what do you see?
Okay, well, I picked a guardian angel card, and I must tell you that each of these cards are shaped in a heart, which I think is really nice. And the name of the card is Breakthrough, and it says how many beautiful heartfelt wishes have been crushed by fate. How many times has society has society's voice of disapproval cast a shadow over your dreams? And they suggest that it's time to break free of these of those beliefs and to start realizing your dreams and to allow your heart to guide you and trust your inner guidance. And they're saying that the time is right. So it's almost like going beyond your fears, you know, just getting out there and just, you know, doing what it is that you truly want to do. And to not be afraid, to have faith that all is going to be well. And I feel like this next year is going to, it's going to be baby steps, but I think step by step, I think you're going to start maybe rethinking some aspects of your life and maybe doing some different and interesting things. So I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Annette. Have a good day. Have a good Thanksgiving. Let people know about the show. And that's Elaine. And let people know about the show. And have a good day, sweetheart.
I will. You guys too. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We've got a couple more callers, and I think we can get to everybody here. This is area code, 419. 419, are you there?
Yes. My name's Dorothy. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Hi, Dorothy.
And I want to let Mystique and 717 know we're going to get to you in just a second, so stay with us.
All right.
Dorothy, what would you like? Do you have a general reading in mind?
Yes. A general reading, please.
Okay, we've got about 18 minutes, so I'm going to do a short general reading and let Peg add some insights, and then we're going to get to Mystique and 717. So be patient. And Dorothy, what I do is I use 16 stones. I'm warming them up.
Okay.
And just a moment, when you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
So it's up to you, girl, whenever you
drop,
say drop. You're going, wow. Okay, one stone went way out of the table, and I've got to look at what it was. Okay, yeah, I see. You may feel like right now you're lacking power in some sort of way, but you've got this.
Right.
You've got Jupiter right at the top here, and it's pointing to the play stone. And it's saying that the first thing you do is attend to things where you do have control around your place and so forth, around commitments, whether it's workplace or home place. Because as you do that, just within the first couple of days, put your energy into that and into love, even though it's been kind of, you're looking back at a lot of things and trying to restructure things. As you go through this first week, attend to what you do have power over. And that's going to give you a sense of not only control, but spirituality. You're going to start understanding things. You're going to start realizing a lot of things that are going to help you organize and make plans and make new priorities within the first couple weeks here, such that by the third week, you're going to find yourself quite a lot more in balance and harmony and so forth. And that's going to open up a lot of possibilities. After the first year, it feels like your life really opens up in a lot of ways because you've got Uranus and the life stone. And Uranus represents a lot of like breaking out, new fresh territory and that sort of thing. And to go rather quickly, from the 6th to the 12th week here, there's so many things positive for you about luck, about communication, about relationships, about men, about direction, about good decisions and that sort of thing. But it starts with this first week of you recognizing where you do have control and where you do feel good and where you do have an effect. Because once you recognize that, at the moment, where you're at, it starts expanding into other things, plans, businesses, and that sort of thing. Now, that's kind of in general. I hope it helps you, dear.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It does. It really does. I'm looking forward to that.
Be inspired.
I,
and we're going to let Peg add some info to that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
The card that I got was Clairaudience. Archangel Zachiel is the angel, and it says, notice the loving guidance that you hear inside your mind or from other people. So sometimes we may have like a specific goal or idea that may come to us. We're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe I do. And then 3 days later, someone may say something to you or you may read something that may help you to remember, you know, the thought that you had. And sometimes that's the universe's way of helping you to validate the idea. So it's what you're hearing within not hearing without, and to pay attention to those messages that they come. And, you know, they come in a lot of different ways. The angels really work a lot in synchronicity. And, you know, like I said, it could be something someone said. It could be a book you might have picked up or a passage in the book. It could be something on TV, something in a song that you might hear. And it might be something that really speaks to you and kind of validates an idea or a situation that you may be dealing with. So the angels are saying to really pay attention to that and to just kind of notice as things happen, you know, as you're living your life. And so I hope that that helps.
It does. Thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
God bless you and happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you, too.
Thank
Have a great
same
day.
To you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dorothy. And remember, folks, you can always listen back on the archives, and you can find more information about both me and Peg on PsychicsGoneWild.com. You can find out what we do. You can find out more about our websites and our services, and we can certainly do more in 30 minutes than we can in 3, so check us out. Meanwhile, we are going to go to Mystique 1508. Mystique, let me get you online here. Hold it. Okay, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Mystique. My name's Laura Lee, and actually, I just found your page today. I'm actually starting on my own path to discover what kind of spiritual gifts I have. I'm getting into angel card readings and things like that. I do have a specific question. I'm not sure if either one of you could answer it for me, but I would deeply appreciate if you'd have any advice on how I could find the answer, as well as any other further advice that you may have for me.
Well,
sure.
Being as you're working with angel cards, Peg, address
okay.
the issue with
well,
her, okay?
Well, can I just mention what the question is? What it is last weekend I started calling my significant other by the name of Paul. That is not his name. I don't have any contact with any man by that name. I have no idea why I would do it. It's been in my sleep. And, I mean, obviously, when it's your partner and you're calling them a different name and I can't answer them why, I need to find the answer. Why am I doing this? Like, where is this coming from?
Well, it could be a lot of different things. You know, it could be something, you know, it could be something in a dream, like you said. It could be possibly a guide that is coming closer to you. You might be dreaming about a guide.
I don't mean to interrupt, but one time it happened, him and I were intimate together, and I called him that name. I'm beside myself because, like I said, I don't have any contact with somebody like that.
Huh.
And like I said, if you can't answer that, I more than appreciate that. I'm just wondering if there's any guidance you may be able to give me to find out more where I can find the answer to this.
Yeah, I can understand why you would be concerned. And that's the only thing I can think of is that it might be a guide that you have been dreaming about and speaking to in your dream.
Okay.
And, you know, it kind of stuck with you in your subconscious.
Yeah, because I don't remember most of my dreams.
Okay, and you do remember these.
Well, he talked to me about it. We've been talking about it nonstop, and he's been very good about it. It's just I'm devastated. I don't want him to think. I mean, he's the love of my life. I would hate for this to erode our relationship when there's no other man involved.
Okay, maybe Gary has more on that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to ruin your relationship at all.
No.
I feel sort of what Peg was saying. It's some sort of energy that's coming through you. It could be a past life of someone with someone, maybe even your hubby who has had that name. I don't think it's something you should fear. What I feel it's doing in a very positive way, it's inspiring you to look deeper. And even if you don't get the answer today, start your search. I mean, how many times have they tried to find America before they finally landed here?
Exactly.
That's what I meant with the angel cards. I sort of started on this spiritual journey a couple of years ago, and I've been doing a lot of research, trying to figure out what will work for me. My cards have all been saying, as well as any readings I've had a few in the past, that I am a healer. I am a nurse on disability right now, but I keep getting that message that I'm a natural healer. I need to use my gifts to help others. And
and one of the most important things, Laura, is the fact that you learn through life.
Right.
You can read all kinds of books on whether it's playing the piano or afterlife experiences or whatever, but when you have one, when you actually get in the car and drive it, it's real. So don't be intimidated by this. Don't be afraid. It's not going to blow your hubby away. It's
okay.
Part of your own expansion, and don't fight it. You've started this by saying you're curious and you're developing your psychic ability. And when I heard you say that thing coming out, I thought, well, this is a perfect example for you to explore. You may not get the answer immediately. Don't drive yourself crazy, but open yourself up to even more of what's going on. Don't be afraid.
I really appreciate this. I don't mean to take up any of your time, but if there's anything else that you can add to that, anything that I meant to know as another message, I would really appreciate it.
What I'm feeling very strongly, and I'll let Peg add to this, is exactly what you started, the development of your own psychic ability. You're worrying about a lot of things right now that you don't need to be worrying about, whether it's things with finances or plans or so forth, or what you're experiencing. Quit worrying and start seeing the light and start seeing the peace. Good parts of the universe are always speaking to us. We just sometimes misinterpret them. And Peg, do you have anything else to add to that?
I do. Laura, do you do meditation of any type?
I've just started exploring that. I'm not really sure how to start. I have a hard time focusing without all the garbage filtering through your head and being able to block that out.
Right. Okay. Well, I would try doing some meditation and maybe asking questions and maybe doing some journaling or writing to the answers of the questions, and see what kind of answers you come up with. And also, if you want to get in touch with me, maybe I can give you some more ideas. You can email me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com.
Okay.
Because this is the type of thing that I kind of help people with, and trying to understand connection, like with their angels and stuff. So I would be glad to speak with you about that. And
you know
maybe,
what, I'm being most grateful, because especially what you just said to me about the worrying, you are so right about money, about everything right now. I totally trust what both of you said to me, because there's no way you would have known that.
Yeah.
So thank
you. So feel free to do that if you would like to. And, you know, maybe we can
talk. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we have 8 minutes left. Do we have more callers? I think Gary has been muted.
Sorry there, Laura. I was muted. Just wanted to say one thing. Read the signs. Look around you. Study where you're going at. Without fear, but with an open mind of the universe is always educating me. Because if you do that, you'll find that the universe is always educating you. Okay. We're going to go to 717. Are you there, 717?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Corrine. How are you doing today?
Corrine, we're doing pretty well. Would you like a general reading, talk to Peg, or both? You're our last caller, so we'll probably... Would you say both?
Okay. Yes.
I'll tell you what, we've got about less than 5 minutes. I'm going to use about 2 minutes, turn it over to Peg for about 2 minutes, and then we're probably going to close out. And good to have all you callers. And, Corrine, I'm charging these stones up. I'll call this 3 minutes, 3 months in 2 minutes. So it's about 10 seconds per week, but I hope it rings some bells to you, okay? And all you have to do is say drop. Yeah, I just did it, girl, right before you. Got the play stone, the commitment stone, luck stone all around place. So there's a lot of things dealing with your place right now, or place, be them business or home, that are actually bringing you a lot of luck. And within the next couple weeks, you're going to find yourself really expanding on plans, on relationships, and on control of situations like place and so forth. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you have a real fresh feeling of spirituality, of accomplishment, of where you want to go, of fresh dreams and that sort of thing. So it starts with this lucky cycle just around the place stone here in the first week and how you expand on relationships. Because by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you've not only got a completely sense of organization and direction and good planning and so forth, but it's going to help you both develop your own healing and help other people in healing processes. And that's what you're learning toward the end of this three-month period. That's short and sweet, but I hope it makes some sense to you, girl.
It does. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it very much.
Good. We're going to turn you over to Peg.
Hi. Steve, did you have a specific question for your angels, or did you just want a general?
General, please, just to see if they come through with any messages.
Okay. Well, what's coming to me, I just picked the card up of clear sentience, and that is the clear of what we feel within our body about different situations in our life, like, you know, the saying, I feel it in my gut, you know, that it's going to be good, or I feel in my gut that it's going to be good, about different situations, or, you might feel like a soft touch on your arm or on your face, you know, and that, and the angels are asking you to pay attention to that because they're kind of helping you to see how connection begins with the angels, you know, and they're asking you to, kind of just pay attention to how your body's talking to you, and when you're in situations, to pay attention to that too, and to help yourself become more in tune to exactly what it is that you're feeling or dealing with. And I think that has to do with relationships, and I also think that it has to do with ideas that you might have, plans that you may want to make, in connecting in relationships, kind of let your body tell you exactly, how it is that you're feeling about something. So I hope that helps.
It does, very much. Thank you so much, Peg. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And you have a good Thanksgiving, Corrine, and to all you callers.
You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's everybody think about good things about the world. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful for what we do have, not be frustrated about what we don't have. And we hope to see you folks next week. It's been a pleasure of a show tonight. Peg, it's always a pleasure to work with you, my dear.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you. And have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Yes. We've got about a minute left, and I'm going to play a part of a song I wrote many years ago called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. We're going out with that. And tune in next week. And thank you, folks, so much.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Standing on the edge of survival.